Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tonight, shir in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We are in the middle of Siv Beis. We are on our third shir on Siv Beis. We're on the top of page 292. We have brought down so far the machlokas of the Mechaber and the Ramah. We left off with the Ramah. The Ramah said there are those who argue in the Mechaber and they are more lenient and they say that a Suda Ketana is going to be Mutter Sambuch L'Mincha Gedola. The only thing that will be Aser is Sambuch L'Mincha Gedola will be a Suda Gedola, and Sambuch L'Mincha Ketana will be a Suda Ketana. That's what will be Aser. That's how we left off in the Ramah. The Ramah then says on the top of 292, V'yesh Omrim Da'afilu Suda Gedola Sambuch L'Mincha Gedola Shari. Some say that even a Suda Gedola will be Mutter Sambuch L'Mincha Gedola. V'yesh omrim, a fourth shita, the suda ketana afilu samuch l'mincha ketana shari, that even a smaller suda close to mincha ketana will be mutter. V'nogu l'hokel k'shtei asvaros. Then the Ramah says the minhag is to be leaning on both these svaros, that a suda gedola is mutter samuch l'mincha gedola, and a suda ketana is mutter samuch l'mincha ketana. Tehainu b'suda gedola samuch l'mincha gedola, v'suda ketana samuch l'mincha ketana. The Efshir Hatam, it says the Ramah, it could be the reason why the minhag is to be so lenient by these two things is Mishum the Achshav Korin Lebeis HaKnesses. Because now they call people out when it's time for davening. They come and they call you for shul. And therefore, Lo Chai Shinan Dilma Yivshav Lo Yispalo. Therefore, not worried that you might be negligent that you won't daven because you will get called out to come to davening. Mio, however, Besuda Gedola Yesh Lahachmir Afilu Samuch Lomincha Gedola. We'll explain all this obviously in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Ramah then says that by a Suda Gedola one should be Machmir even Samuch L'mincha Gedola. Vafilu M'hischil Kodem Lachin. And even if you started the Suda Gedola before Samuch L'mincha Gedola, which is a time of total heter, Kishamagia Mincha Ketana, when it comes time for Mincha Ketana, Vashal Veres, and you see that the time is going to pass, you're not going to have time to daven Mincha, Tzarech Lokum U'Hispalo, you have to get up and daven right there. So now let's read the Mishnah Berurah and clarify these two new shittas and how we come out l'maisa. So again, the Ramah just came off from what we learned last night, that he was saying the only thing that is aser is a suda gedola samuch l'mincha gedola, suda ketana samuch l'mincha ketana. And now he brings two shittas. One Yesh Omrim says that even the first case is mutter, even a suda gedola samuch l'mincha gedola is mutter. And the second shittah says even a suda ketana samuch l'mincha ketana is going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chafei, V'yesh Omrim V'chuli, V'yesh Omrim V'chuli. He's going to address the two Yesh Omrims that we see on page 292. Shtei Elu Hadeos Mikilin Yoser Medeos Akodmos. These two opinions that we're bringing over here are more lenient than the two opinions that we had previously. Dilididu, because according to these two Yesh Omrims, Rak Ba'ofen Echad Aser, there's only one scenario that's Aser. V'nechlokin Zeh Mizeh. And the two shitas argue what is the one case that is forbidden. Dila Yesh Omim Harishon. According to the first Yesh Omim that said, even a Suda Gedola, Samuch L'mincha Gedola is Mutter, Rak Samuch L'mincha Ketana Aser V'afilu Suda Ketana. Since he said, Samuch L'mincha Gedola, Suda Gedola is Mutter, the only thing that he says is Aser is Samuch L'mincha Ketana, starting even a Suda Ketana. Aval Samuch L'mincha Gedola, Shari Akol, but close to Mincha Gedola, this sheet that holds everything is mutter. V'yesh omrim asheni sirulei behepich. And the second yesh om that I bring over here holds the exact opposite. The suda gedola asra afilu samuch l'mincha gedola. That a suda gedola is going to be asr even close to mincha gedola. U'suda ketana mutter afilu samuch l'mincha ketana. And a small suda will be mutter even samuch l'mincha ketana. So when the Ramah brings these two shitas, each bringing a kula, but they each hold of the other one's chumrah. So they each hold a kula and a chumra. The first one says, Samuch l'mincha gedola, it's mutter a suda gedola, but even a suda ketana is going to be asr by mincha ketana. The second shita that says that a suda ketana is mutter samuch l'mincha ketana will hold that a suda gedola is asr samuch l'mincha gedola. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Katan Chavav Afilu samuch l'mincha ketana. This is the second Yesh Omim, a very important Mishnah Berurah over here. There are those who say that a Suda Ketana, which again is a regular Suda that we have, is Mutter even Samuch L'mincha Ketana. Mashmo dekeshehigiyas man mincha ketana moda de aser lahasfil. From the fact that he says a suda ketana is mutter to start somuch le mincha ketana, it's mashmo that once mincha ketana comes 9.5 hours into the day, is aser to start a regular suda ketana if you haven't had a mincha. However, ubahagos Mordechai mekel gambaze. The Agos Mordechai is lenient also about that. V'daito de'ein iser elo besuda gedola samuch l'mincha ketana. He's of the opinion that only a suda gedola is aser samuch l'mincha ketana, but really a suda ketana is mutter even after samuch l'mincha ketana. V'chein mashba b'mahariv d'nagu ha'olam l'hakel. The mashmos of the Ma'ariv is the minhaga olam is to be lenient even after the zman of mincha ketana has come, which means that what he's saying the minhag is that a suda ketana is mutter to start not only by mincha gedola, even past mincha ketana, one is allowed to start a suda ketana, which is a very big kula. So we're saying over here again that the minhag is, that's the Mishnah Berurah is bringing over here, that the minhag is to yes start a suda ketana, which is a regular suda, that you could start it not only samuch l'mincha ketana, but even beyond, even la'achar she'igiyas man mincha ketana. You could start a suda ketana seemingly whenever you want, as long as you'll be able to daven mincha. Sikoton chav zayin v'nogu l'hokel kishtei. So we said in the Ramah, the minhag is to be lenient by these two svaros. V'chein ha'tiku ha'achronim, and this is how the achronim bring it down. And the Ramah said that this is referring to a suda gedola, samuch l'mincha gedola, and suda ketana, samuch l'mincha ketana. And the Ramah said, Efshar, the reason why we're leaning like these two shitas is because anyway we get called out to come to shul for davening mincha, and therefore we're not worried about getting carried away with our sudos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches Mishum Da'achshav, Umairi Shadako Gamkein Lelech Lisbal Batsiva Besaknesis. We're dealing with someone that is his normal way to go to shul to daven. Avalim Darko Lisbal Biyachidus Babesalomahani. But if his normal way is to stay in his house and daven Biyachidus, this heter of them coming to get you to shul is not going to help because you're not going to listen to them anyway because you don't normally go to shul. Very important note over here, note 36. We're going to start with the second paragraph. One who always davens in the same minyan in a shul. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Shemuter lo lecho kodem atfila, he's allowed to eat before davening. Afilu belo kriyas hashamash. He does not need someone that's going to be calling him to come to davening, because he always goes to the same minyan. V'chein kosev agon rishom ozam orbach. Le'inyan mi sheyesh lo zman kavu lo tfilasa. Someone who has a set time for tfila, he would be allowed to eat at a time where normally someone would not be allowed to eat, because he's going to go to his regular kfiyas. U'kemoshe kosev ha'shulchan aruch le'el le'inyan limud kodem atfila, like the Mechaber told us earlier in Hilchos Tfila, like by learning before davening. So they make it sushtel, just like you can learn before davening if you daven in a set minyan, you also can eat and do other things before davening if you daven in a set minyan, because then we know you're going to keep your kfiyas. The Akafa Chaim Kosov, the Akafa Chaim writes, from Itam Zeh, for this reason, Kishiyesh Minyan Kavu L'Tfilas Mincha, if you have a set minyan that you daven in for mincha, Nogu Af B'nei Svarad L'Hokel Kedas HaRamah. The Svardim, who usually would go with the Mechaber, who's much more machmir over here, you can't even start a Suda Ketana, Samuch L'Mincha Gedola, even they would be leaning like the Ramah, V'lecho Suda Ketana Af Samuch L'Mincha Gedola, and they would allow one to eat a Suda Ketana, Samuch L'Mincha Gedola. The Kav HaChaim says, one who's machmir the Mechaber, a bracha will come upon him. That is Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman that are lenient when it comes to a set minyan. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv is machmir. He says, Shalohitya Shulchanara Kishirogil Loleches Levesakneses Rak Lagabi Limud. He says there's no tzushtel. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this idea of davening in a minyan kavua specifically by learning before davening. But to allow eating before davening, Rav Yashiv says that would not be allowed unless there is someone that is coming to get you. The imina shomer she ask your lowly espalav his man. Let's say you appoint a shomer, you ask someone to remind you to daven. So we're going to see later on the inyan limud kodem atfila when it comes to learning before davening. Visham lo inyan achila kodem atfila, and when it comes to eating before davening, shemuter lo lecho olilmo kodem tfilas arvis. We're going to see that allows you to eat or learn before mariv. Afilu kishigiyaz mana, even if the zman came already. Also, many say that if you set an alarm, that would be like getting a shomer. If you set an alarm, that also would be okay. And we'll discuss the practical applications of that shortly about going to a chasana. Let's first get through the Mishnah Berurah.
Does that mean the time?
What?
It means the time? Because, like, let's admit, like, the times of mincha change every week. Like, does that mean...
No, it means a set minyan. If I was, yeah, a good kasha. I mean, if you're davening at a set time, that certainly would be better. But it could be... I hear what you're asking. You're asking a good kasha. Rabbi Leibovitz is asking, when we say that you have a minyan kavua, you know, for Maariv, that's easier. Maariv, you daven at the 8:30 Maariv, you daven at 10 o'clock Maariv. What if you always daven at the 15 minutes before Shkia Mincha, and that always fluctuates depending on when Shkia is? Is that called the Minyan Kavua? On the one hand, it's the same Minyan that you're davening with every day, but the time is changing Lemaisa. So that's a good question. I could hear both ways. Zok to Mishnah Berurah Vaitis if Katan Chavtes Lo Chai Shinan. The Ramah says, the reason why we're lenient, like both of these lenient shitas, is because now we get called to the Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, lo chai shinan dil meyivshav lo yisval. We're not worried about you being negligent. Omnam, miyod shekoron lo Beis HaKnesses, tzarech lahasik ulo yisvalo. Zokta mishabura, of course, if you are called to the Beis HaKnesses, you would have to stop right away in order to daven. De'ilah hochi maitakante, because if you're not going to stop when the shamish comes to tell you to daven, so what's the point of the shamish? It's only a point if when he comes, you stop right away and you daven. V'day, you should know, de'davka suda ketana somchem al kriyas ha-shamish Beis HaKnesses. Very important point. Specifically, when it comes to a regular small suda, then we can rely on the shamish calling you to shul. Aval suda gedola ein somchem al kriya lebeis hakneses lahatir lahasil samuch lemincha ketana. But when it comes to a suda gedola, you cannot rely on being called to the shul for mincha ketana. Tahainu mites shows ulamalu mishum deshchicha shichrus. If you're at a chasana or bris milah, this is more nogeya. A chasana is going to be in the afternoon, in the evening. So even if you're going to have someone that calls you out, but if it's a suda that people normally have shichrus, people get drunk over there, being called out for davening is not going to help if you're drunk, and therefore that would not help if it's a suda gedola where it is common to have shichrus. Umashma me'achronim, the mashmos of the achronim is the le'inyan leilech la'merchatz. So although we just said the calling out of the shamish will only help for a suda katana, not a suda gedola where it's shchiach shichrus, but when it comes to going to the merchatz, afilu l'kula milsa the merchatz, even if it's the longer merchatz, which is usually similar to a suda gedola, but over here we'll have the leniency. And so to all the other things discussed over here, samchinan al kriyas hashamish lebeis hakneses kamo le'inyan suda katana. Here, all the things that are normally compared to a suda gedola, because they take much longer, in this scenario would be compared to a suda katana. Because be'etzem, the kriyas hashamish would work for everything, but because a suda gedola, it's shchiyas shichrus, doesn't work. But going to a merchatz gedola, going to the bursaki for a long time, that's not common to have shichrus, and therefore if we would have a reminder over there by a shamish, that would be okay, similar to a suda katana. According to this, you would be allowed to go on Friday to the bathhouse. Even if the zman of mincha ketana has already come, if it's a place where the shamish goes around calling to the Beis HaKnesses, that'll be mutter. However, anshe meiser nohogim leispalel mikodem shehochum lebeis hamerchatz. Anshe meiser noig to daven before they go to the merchatz. The Shear Tzion says in Chavov, she'ein rotzin lismoch al kriyas hashamish. They do not want to rely on the kriyas hashamish. The lav heter baruhu. It's not such a pasha the heter. Kemoshe muskar bechidushi rikveger, like rikveger brings down. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, v'yeish medaktikim lizar lispalel mikodem afilu kasholem bechamerchatz samuch mincha gedola. Some are even more careful, and they're careful to daven mincha before they go to the Beis HaMerchatz samuch mincha gedola. I mean, they want to go by a little before. They want to go by chatzos to the merchatz. They will not go. They'll first wait to daven mincha, then to go to the merchatz. If you look in the Shear Tzion of Chav Zayin, he writes, shechoshishin ledas hamechaber. They're being choshish with the shita of the mechaber. Shechosha shema yisalef. Like we saw a couple of days ago, that the mechaber is concerned that you might faint even if you only go for the zeya. Mipnei zeya osar afilu lazia ba'alma. Even if you're only going lazia, you might faint. So you're going for a smaller aspect of the merchatz. Even that is going to be usher like a suda katana, some of the gadol to feed the mechaber. So some are machmir even that shita umemela lo mahani kriyas shamish. If you faint, the shamish calling you out, it's not going to help much. Just like when you're drunk, says the mishuv revaiter the hainu achar chatzos, meaning already after chatzos they will not go to the merchatz until after they daven mincha. Kemoshem muska b'maiserav, like it's brought down in maiserav. Onam however. Hanohogim lohokel baze ein limchos biyodon. Those who are knowing to be lenient in this matter, and they rely on the shamish calling them out, you should not protest against them. Diyesh lehem amashi yismuchu v'kanal, because they certainly have what to rely on. Aval kol ze davka im hashamish yachriz gam la'anche beres hamirchatz. But of course, if the guy's going door to door to the houses to get people to come to Mincha, but he doesn't go to the Beis HaMirchatz, that heter is not going to help you go to the Mirchatz because he's not coming to call you out. So obviously, it's specifically if the Shamish comes to announce to the people that are in the Mirchatz, Lot Seis Nibol Yom, to come out while it is still early enough in the day, Eiz is man kodem Ashkia, sometime before Ashkia, b'chdei sheyaspik lohem ha'eis achar tseisom lehispal bizmana. They should have enough time to get ready and to properly prepare themselves to daven bizman. The ilav hochi lo nucha lismuch al ze klal, because if the shamish is not coming to the merchatz, or he's getting there too late, then obviously this heter will not work. Sifkotan lamid, the Ramah then said, yesh, we said besuda gedomiu besuda gedola yesh lahachmir afilu samach l'mincha gedola. We said really by a suda gedola one should be machmir. Says the mishabura hainu shelo lismoch al kriyas hashamish lahasil oz asuda. You should not rely on the calling of the shamish to start your suda. The shchiya shichrus, because again a suda gedola is shchiya shichrus, and therefore even samach l'mincha gedola you shouldn't rely on it. Ubishichrus lo mahani akriya, and again when a person is drunk the kriya doesn't help. Ulafiza, according to this, kishiyesh chasana b'Shabbos, when there's a chasana on Shabbos, the notes bring down, some say it's a suit of sheva brachos, we don't get married on Shabbos. V'lo yotzim b'beis haknesses aracha chatzos, you don't get out of davening until after chatzos. You want to have now a suda gedola, a sheva brachos suda, yispalalu mincha mikodem, daven mincha first, v'acha kach yochlu, and then eat. The sudas nesuan have a suda gedola. That suda is considered a suda gedola. It's shchiyah shichrus, and therefore, since you came out of shul, it's already some of the gedola. One should be machmir and daven first. Sifkotan lamed aleph. The Ramah said at the end, afilu em hischil kodem lachen. Even if you started earlier, zakti mishibura, dahainu shehischa suda gedola kodem chatzos. You started the very big suda before chatzos, the oz adayins manhetel kuyama. That was his man before chatzos. It's not even samach mecha gedola. Everyone says it's mutter already then. So you started your suda gedola then. So Ramah said, when it comes time for mincha ketana and the shaz overes, meaning, Zaktim Mishaburach Lamedat Lamedbeiz Rotzalomar Kevan Shemeshayer. Since you evaluate Sheimoshe Sudaswar Alayla, you're holding by the Zman of Mincha Ketana. You started your Suda before Samach Mincha Gedola, but you realize it's really schlepping on. It's going to go past the night. Tzarech Lokum Ulehispalo Tekev Kishyagiyas by Mincha Ketana. You must get up and daven right away when Mincha Ketana comes, even though you still have plenty of time till Shkia, but you evaluate that the Suda is not going to end. You must daven then. Sifkotan lamed gimel tzarech lakum ulu hispalel nira de dafka besuda gedola. This is specifically talking about a suda gedola. Mishum de shchicha shichrus. Because again, drunkenness is common. De lo samchinon al kriyas hashamish leveis haknesses v'kanal. And therefore, you can't rely on the shamish calling you to shul. Lekach posek miyad. Therefore, you stop right away by mincha ketana. Aval besuda ketana, where we don't have shichrus, ain't tzarech lisok miyad, you would not need to stop right away. The yucha lismo, because then you could rely afilu imhislus sudaso achar shigiz vamecha ketana. Even if you started your suda so late in the day after zvamecha ketana, but you started already, you can continue on, and you rely on the fact that you'll be yivsok misudaso kishe yukra hashamash beis haknesses. Since there's no shichrus by a suda ketana, even if you started after the zvamecha ketana, you can rely on the fact that you will stop when the shamish comes. We're going to do Siv Gimel and Mirtz Hashem to finish the siman. I want to just point out one just very practical application to this. The practical application, you certainly could have a shomer, you certainly could have an alarm in a regular case in your house, because that's never going to be considered more than a suda katana. And there, the shamish, the one who's going to remind you, the alarm clock would be good enough. The problem arises as the days get longer, as we go into the summer, If you go to a chasana, which clearly has din of a suda gadola and a shchiya shichras, even if you don't drink, it might be a low plug that's common to have shichras over there. You can't rely on an alarm. You can't rely on someone to remind you. And therefore, there are serious problems if you already samach l'mincha katana, which could be 5:30, and you had a chasana and you want to wash, and you're past 5:30-ish or so, samach l'mincha katana. So then already it would be a real problem to wash samach l'mincha katana because you have no. You're starting a Suda Gedola, some of the Milcha Ketana, and you have no reminder because it's Shia Shichrus. That's where it gets into a serious problem. You want to make sure you catch a minion before, and you don't just wash and say, oh, I'll catch the minion later, even though you have plenty of time to daven. That would be a very practical case where it's not so easy to get out of it. Possibly setting an alarm would not help in that case because of the Shia Shichrus. Let's go weiter in Siv Gimel and finish the Simon. The Mechaber says weiter in Siv Gimel. V'hoda asur lechol suda ketana. That which we've been discussing is suda ketana. We're going to define it a little bit over here. Hainu kisha koveya lasuda. That's when you're washing. You're being koveya suda. Avalitum, but to taste. Hainu achilas peros, eating fruit. That's mutter. That's never a problem. V'hu adin lechol pas kebetza. And so too to eat bread, but the size of an egg. Tukizasim. Kiderech sha'adam ocha below kevel, like a person eats without a kvius. That's also mutter. So we talk about a suda katana being a problem. It's only if you're washing and you're having more than a kibetza of bread. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamedalat Peros Amutter. Afilu kvar higiyas man mincha katana. Even if you already reached late in the day past as man of mincha katana, you are allowed to eat fruit. Vafilu im ochel harbe peros. Even if you're eating a lot of fruit, the zel lo mikri suda. That's not called a suda. V'tavshil ha osui mechamesha saminim gam kein mutter im eno koveya alayu. To have some cake or things that are made out of the five grains, that also uli mutter if you're not koveya on it. So the same way you could have up to a kebetza of bread, you could also have mizonos, if you're not koveya suda on it, that also would be considered a te'ima, a snack, and that would be mutter. So katan la'amid hey, kebetza, up to a kebetza of bread, velo yoser, not more. The kosala magen avrum, the bishtia yoser mi kebetza nami aser. When it comes to drinking, more than a kebetza of drink is also aser. After le'inyin achilo chutz la sukkah, even though when it comes to the sukkah, and you want to eat outside the sukkah, and you're drinking choshev arai af bi yoser mi kebetza, you could drink as much as you want outside the sukkah on sukkahs. So why are we saying over here that you can't drink more than a kebetza when it comes to mincha time? But zed de'achshashu shema yimashech over here, where the concern is you might get drawn after your achilu, or in this case your shtia. V'zeh shayach b'shtia yoser, and that applies to shtia even more. Imhu mashka meshaker. If you are drinking an intoxicating beverage, obviously as we know that draws you in, you might drink too much, and therefore you are limited by having less than, or not more, than the shir of a kebetza of intoxicating beverages. However, if it's orange juice, or any other non-alcoholic beverage, then you would be allowed to drink as much as you want, just like you're allowed to eat as many fruit as you want, even if you are past the zman of mincha katana. That concludes Simen Reish Lamed Beis, and Mirtz Hashem, the next year, we'll begin Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, which is zman tefilas ha-mincha. We'll continue that next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.